Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
Hey guys, Julian Goldie here, and welcome to today's video. In this video, we're going to cover the topic of SEO content writing. So basically, we're going to take a good look at the basics of how to write content for your money-making website. Now, when it comes to SEO, content is actually one of the most important things to focus on. I mean, a lot of the time, when your website ranks on Google, the thing that's ranking is the actual content. So basically, without content, it can be very hard to achieve good rankings on Google. Plus, backlinks are also a really important part of ranking on Google. And if you want people to link to your site, you generally need to give them a reason to. And how do you do that? Well, that's with content, right? Of course, if you're new to SEO, you might not really understand how you should approach content creation. I mean, what should you write about? How long should your content be? And how do you even approach content creation if you're a terrible writer? This video will cover how you can tackle all of these issues, as well as tactics that will help you optimize your approach to content creation. For example, in section 2, we're going to cover a few cool tricks that will help you create a ton of content in record time. Anyhow, make sure you watch until the end so you can learn all of this cool information. And by the time you finish this video, you should be able to tackle all of the issues people face when it comes to creating content for SEO. So let's get started. Section number 1, what should you write about? Right, so if you're new to SEO, the first thing you might be wondering is what should you actually write about? Okay, this is a common issue that a lot of people run into. So if you're in this position, don't worry. There's actually a very systematic way you can approach this. In most cases, the way that you can tackle this is by identifying keywords that will be a good fit for your site. Once you've identified these keywords, you can then go about creating SEO content based on these keywords. Okay, so that's fair enough. But now you might be wondering, how can you spot worthwhile keywords? Well, there are several tricks you can use here. Perhaps the easiest approach here is just to use the auto-suggest feature on Google. So if you're in the dog training niche, for example, you might want to type in something like dog training techniques. And if I do that, I'm then presented with a list of suggestions. Each of these suggestions would be a great topic when it comes to content creation. By the way, if I want to be really thorough, I could discover more topics by repeating this process using one of the suggestions listed here. For example, if I take the dog training tips for aggression suggestion, I'm given another suggestion based on food aggression. If I repeat this process for all of the suggestions, it wouldn't be too hard to end up with a large list of great content ideas. Another way I can come up with content ideas is by using the Google Keyword tool. So this is basically a tool that helps Google AdWords advertisers come up with keywords for their campaigns. And if you want to check it out, there's a link to it in the description. This tool isn't really designed for SEO, but oddly enough, it works really well as an SEO research tool. Plus, it's free, and that's a nice bonus, right? If you want to find good content ideas using this tool, you just need to give the tool a keyword that's based on your niche. So let's just take the earlier example of dog training techniques. If I put this keyword into the tool, I'm then presented with a bunch of keywords related to this keyword. There's a lot of mention of keywords here, right? As you can see, most of these suggestions are really good candidates when it comes to content ideas. Again, if I wanted to come up with even more ideas here, I can just repeat this process using one of the suggestions. Now, if I take the puppy training techniques keyword suggestion, here's some of the other new suggestions based on that keyword. So as you can see, if you repeat this process, it's really easy to come up with tons of good content ideas in a matter of minutes. Plus, one of the really good things about the Google Keyword Planner is that it will provide you with data on estimated monthly search volume. And this is really nice because you can use this data to figure out which keywords and content topics will potentially bring you the most traffic. The Google Keyword Planner also lets you sort keywords by groups. This is extremely helpful if you're looking for content ideas that are based around a specific topic. On top of the methods we've already covered, you can also find content ideas using Google Trends. This is a great tool that helps you figure out new searches that are getting a lot of traction on Google. For example, here's what comes up when I type in dog training. This approach works really well because it can help you uncover content ideas that are relatively new. And this is good because you might be able to discover topics that your competitors haven't found yet. Therefore, if you can cover these topics, you might be able to get a nice boost in traffic before your competitors. And I should mention that this approach can be a bit hit and miss here. depending on the industry you're in. But it's always worth messing around with this technique to see what you find. Another way you can come up with content ideas is by using a premium SEO tool like Ahrefs. Ahrefs is one of those all-in-one tools that basically helps you with a ton of different tasks related to SEO. And if you want to check out this tool, there's a link to it in the description. Now, we won't go into everything it does here because that would take forever, and it would be a video in its own right, or maybe even a few videos. But the main thing you just need to know is that Ahrefs has a very powerful keyword research feature, and it's really useful if you want to come up with content ideas. For example, if you type a keyword into Ahrefs, it will provide you with search volume, and you can actually see how the search volume varies from country to country. It will also provide you with the keyword ideas based on the keyword you originally typed in. And these suggestions are separated into different categories, which can make it easier for you to identify which keywords will be a perfect fit for your content creation. For example, in most cases, the keywords in the question section are almost always good content ideas. And Ahrefs will also provide you with a keyword difficulty score here. Now, this video is really only about content creation, so we're not going to go into this too much here. Just know that the higher the score, the more difficult it's going to be to rank your content on the first page of Google for a given keyword. So if you're trying to get some easy rankings, you might want to focus on keywords that have a very low difficulty score to begin with. Once your website has a good number of backlinks and has built up some authority, you shouldn't be too scared of going after the keywords with a high-ish difficulty score. And if you'd like to learn more about how you can improve the authority of a site, check out this video, How to Build Domain Authority, of mine, where I cover the topic in way more depth. By the way, once you've got your keyword ideas, add them to Google Sheets. Because if you do this, you'll basically have a central database of content ideas, and it'll be easier for you to track your progress on certain topics. Anyhow, if you're enjoying this video, please take a moment to like and subscribe. I'm really trying to reach more people, so if you like my videos, it's going to help me get in front of more people, which is key because in the YouTube SEO space, my numbers aren't huge, and I'm sure you'd agree that this is just not right. Plus, if you become a subscriber, you'll be able to get more of my SEO content, which is definitely a priority if you're trying to take your SEO game to the next level. It's also a priority if you don't want to hurt my feelings. Section number two, creating a content schedule and organizing your writing. So once you've identified some good content ideas, you then want to organize your approach. And this basically means that you need to create a content calendar so you can systematically work through your content list. Now, if you want to do a good job here, you don't really have to overcomplicate things. You basically just want to be honest with yourself in terms of how much content you can actually produce within a given week. Now, this is kind of hard to figure out right off the bat, so you might really only be able to provide a realistic answer here after you've written a couple of pieces of content. Of course, if you're new to content creation, you might find that your initial pieces of content, you know, for example, blogs and articles, take a lot of time to write, and this might leave you feeling a little bit down. I mean, if it takes you several hours to write something, you might not be able to write a lot in the space of a week, given your current schedule. You might then feel as though you'll never be able to produce enough content to get good results with SEO. And this is actually very common and perfectly understandable. However, bear in mind that over time, you'll probably become more efficient at writing, so you'll be able to produce more content in a given time frame. Plus, there are also some tricks you can use to improve your productivity as a writer, which is actually something we're going to cover later on. So if your content output schedule is looking a little slow, don't worry too much for now because things will improve later, I promise you. Anyway, once you have a decent sense of how long it's going to take to write a piece of content, you then need to create a content schedule based on your ability to produce and write articles, blogs, etc., etc. In most cases, you can do this by attaching deadlines next to content ideas listed in your spreadsheet. On the other hand, if someone bought you an awesome flip chart calendar at Christmas, you can just write out your topics and deadlines there too. If you don't have one of these and you'd like one, let me know and I'll make one that has pictures of me on the front of it. Hopefully, if you see my face on a calendar, it might motivate you to hit your content deadlines. So section number three is writing content yourself. So let's just talk a little bit about writing your content. If you don't have much experience with writing, you might be a little bit intimidated here, especially after you've racked up hundreds of keyword ideas. I get it. I sometimes feel the same way too. But luckily, there are a few ways you can make your content creation a lot easier. And one thing you might want to consider doing is using outlines. When creating an outline, you just want to write out the headlines for a given post, and you then want to create some bullet points under each of these headlines. And these bullet points should cover some of the main things you need to cover in terms of each heading section. Now, You should also consider using a tool like Grammarly. It's not a perfect tool, but it can be really helpful if you want to make sure your writing doesn't have any glaring issues. Keep in mind, there's a free version and a paid version of this tool. For most people, the free version is generally good enough if you just want to make sure your writing is free from errors. And yeah, if you want to check out this tool, there's a link to it in the description, as always. Another thing you might want to try is using SEO optimization tools like Phrase. Phrase is just one example of an SEO tool that's designed to optimize your content and its on-page SEO. With tools like Phrase, you can typically mention the keyword you want a certain piece of content to rank for. And then Phrase will give you keyword suggestions as well as keyword quotas. If you act on these suggestions and quotas, you will be able to improve your odds of ranking for a certain keyword. And this is really helpful if you want to make sure that your content is thorough and basically just good enough to secure a decent ranking. Of course, that's a really brief rundown of how this tool works, but if you'd like more info, you can check out this video of mine where I cover the tool in a lot more detail. It's called How I Ranked Number One with Phrase.io Fast. Also, I just want to say that while we primarily focus on helping clients build backlinks, we also help clients with content creation too. After all, a lot of the time we can only build backlinks once our clients have some good content. And so this is something we often help them with, or at the very least advise them on. So if you'd like some advice on how you can create some great content for your site, you might want to consider booking in a free consultation call with us at juliangoldie.com. We can help you develop content ideas, and we can even help you figure out how you're going to build backlinks to this content too. Section number four is about hiring writers. So if you really don't like the idea of writing your own content, or you just simply don't have the time, there's also the option of hiring writers. And the amount you pay writers really depends on what the content is about and how much content you're looking to create. Because of this, I can't really provide you with an estimate here, as it all depends on what you're trying to do. If you want to find a writer for your content, you can do so by using a freelance platform like Upwork.com. You might also want to go to the Pro Blogger website, as there's a section on there that helps you post jobs for freelance writers. P.S. There's a link to this site in the description if you want to check it out. And by the way, if you know of any other places to find great writers, let me know in the comment section because I'd love to learn about this. Anyway, no matter where you go to hire your writers, you need to make sure you write a clear job description. If you do this, it'll be easier for you to attract the right kinds of writers, and this can reduce the number of issues you might experience when you finally start working with someone. It's worth mentioning that if you're trying to put a lot of content in a short amount of time, you might also want to hire writers whilst also writing some of the content yourself. If you do things this way, you can quickly produce a crazy amount of content, and this can then help you hit your SEO goals a lot quicker. Okay, so that's pretty much the end of this video. You should now have a much better understanding of how you can approach content creation for SEO. Creating content for SEO is a skill that takes some time to figure out, so don't worry if you can't figure this out all right away. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, you might just want to focus on creating one or two pieces of content to begin with, start slow and build your way up. Once you've done that, you'll then have a better sense of the whole process, and you can then think about creating a detailed content calendar that will take your website to whole new heights. Anyhow, I also just want to say, please remember to like and subscribe if you like our videos. It's going to help me get in front of more people. And if you become a subscriber, it'll be easier for you to find future content. I mean, this is actually kind of important because this video really only covered content writing, but you also need to know how to build backlinks and all the SEO stuff that comes around that. And if you're not a subscriber, you might not discover my future videos where I cover these topics in depth, which would be a bad thing because if you're really trying to overtake your competitors and become a top tier SEO expert, then you should watch my videos, right? That's the ultimate goal. Anyway, thanks for watching and take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.